All right. So one thing you have to consider if you're going to live a more fulfilled life, a better life, and just overall be able to get through the things that you get through. You know, one thing you have to realize as you're getting older, and as you, or you're starting out into your young adulthood, or you're just becoming an older person, is that one thing's for certain. Things change all the time. You know, things change with your kids, things change with your family, things change with work, things change in so many different aspects of your life. Now, anytime something changes, depending on the situation, I believe it really causes some people to go into turmoil mode, right? Where you can't think, you can't act, you're just kind of like a little bit paralyzed by the new unexpected change that you didn't foresee coming. But if we think about life, almost all of life is constant and never-ending change. So one way that I found a way to battle it within yourself, or to overcome it, or to improve your chances of a better success, is to have a positive outlook, right? One thing you always have to tell yourself is like, hey, let's be honest, this may not be that bad, right? It could always be 1,000 times worse. Or maybe it is 1,000 times worse. And then in that case, the only way to go from bottom is up, right? The only way to go from absolute failure is to go up. Now, if you get stuck in this rut mentality where you're like, it is nothing positive, well, you have to start with the basics, right? I heard one time, I believe it was Zig Ziglar, and he basically said like, hey, all right, let's do this. Let's take a little account of how do we start out. And he said, okay, what are your, like, what would you pay someone for your eyes? Imagine if you couldn't see. How much is it worth for you to see? Is it 10,000? Is it 1,000,000? Is it 10 million, right? And let's say it's easily 10 million, right? It could be. You're already a $10 million person just because you can see. Okay, let's say you have fingers and hands. Like, what if you had no fingers and hands? What would you pay for that, right? What would that be worth to you? Legs, feet, heart, lungs, ears, hearing. What are all these things worth to you? So clearly, you have some basic value, right? You have to start off with somewhat of a positive outlook, or work the hardest you possibly can to create a positive outlook in all circumstances. It just helps you have more clarity to be able to go out there and pursue your goals, to be able to go out there and start off your day no matter what, right? It's raining right now where I'm at. Been raining for a couple days. Some people go, oh, the rain! And some people dance in the rain, right? Some people still go out for that walk and experience the getting wet, right? And that's kind of like the negativity of life. You will get wet with negativity. Like, it will happen 100%, no doubt about it. But you can have a more positive outlook. As a matter of fact, when you have a more positive outlook, you will eventually, sooner rather than later, have a higher chance of actually seeing the results that you want to see. And if in every situation, anytime something changes, you just go way down the rabbit hole of this is the worst, it'll never change. The thing that you're risking by not trying to live your life with that, have, you know, fight with all your might to have somewhat of a positive outlook, because if you don't, that negativity could turn your life into hell. Seeing things like, I cannot adjust to this situation if it happened to me, or even thinking that bad situations are always happening to you, is a way, in my opinion, to like a hellish existence, right? Because now you're basically saying, I can't handle life. Well, let me tell you what happens to people who cannot handle life. Life beats them up. Life sometimes is a fight. So what I had to learn to do is, like, one thing I truly, truly had to learn to do is have positive self-talk with myself. You literally have to learn how to talk good to yourself so that you could go out there in the world and talk good to others, and so that when you do go out there in the world and talk good to others, even the negative Nancys, right? You got the negative Nancys in your life? Even the negative Nancys are more than likely going to try to diminish your little bottle of joy that you have going on. And if you don't constantly talk positive to yourself, you're going to take something negative that somebody told you and you're just going to run with it. And then somebody else is going to say something else, and then you're going to run with that. And then somebody else is going to say, oh, you're not good enough because you did this. But you don't take the time to say to yourself, hey, it doesn't matter what they say. I know who I am. I know what I'm doing. I know that I am good enough. I know that this is what it looks like. I love you. I'm there for you. I care about you. You are smart, funny, intelligent, grown, amazing, joyful, fun to be around, right? You have to talk positive to yourself. Now, if you choose to try and live that way and not let the negative Nancys or, you know, whoever, right, ruin your outlook on who you are as a person, because what you say to yourself becomes more important than what other people are saying to you. And then at that point, you can go out there in the world, be a little bit stronger, be a little bit smarter, be a little bit more upbeat, because you started off talking well to yourself. Well, what that's going to do is outpour it to others. Once you talk well to yourself, guess what? If you feel good about yourself because you're constantly giving yourself positive affirmation, well, guess what others start doing? They start talking to you well as well. It's weird. We can all feel a person's energy when they respect and trust themselves. Now, I used to have a time in my life where I was at extreme lows, right, all the time. And then I changed it a little bit, and I got a little bit higher on that ladder. And then I changed it a little bit more, and I got even higher. But that doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen to you. It just means you're kind of taking the elevator up. You're more elevated. Or maybe you take the stairs up to a higher level, right? Strong enough to go up another floor of joy. If you do that, I really believe that will help you improve results in many other areas of your life. You have to think, act, and talk well to yourself when you're alone, when nobody is around. You have to learn how to spend a little bit more time with yourself, because that helps you build that internal strength that could help you live a better life, right? And you know, I heard Tony Robbins say this, and he basically said progress equals happiness. Well, at a simpler level, if you're constantly progressing at becoming a better person, you will inevitably find happiness because you're constantly working on yourself. Now, nobody falls to the top of the mountain is one of my sayings that I like to say. So for you to move up, you got to start climbing. And one way you climb is this positive self-mental state where you start talking better to yourself. Have you ever heard of talking things into existence? That could be done. You can find cases where it's been done for negative people and for positive people, right? Like, I knew I was going to make it through this. I knew I was going to get this. I knew things would improve. It's the way that you talk to yourself could make a big difference in your life. Good luck. I hope you all enjoy your day. If you like this, comment, leave a like, follow me, send me your real estate and investment deals. You know that we have significantly improved our life from getting evicted out of a one-bedroom apartment to, you know, mentally overcoming my mom passing away when I was 9 to still coming up as a little bit on the rough edge, like meaning I was personally a little bit crazy, to becoming a little bit better. And I think that what that showed me over time is that, yeah, 100% you can change anything you want to about yourself. And it could start with just a little bit positive talk, a little bit, hey, what's up, cutie pie? But the only difference is you're saying it to yourself. Hey, what's up, you smart, awesome, amazing human being? Because when you start off like that, you can bring more of yourself into the world, which allow you to get more opportunities, which allow the people in your life to actually be happier because you're taking care of yourself first. And if you could take care of yourself and your mental status and constantly becoming better, things are going to become better for you, right? And sometimes that is done just by sitting alone and talking well to yourself. Good luck. See you later.